This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies.
All right, they booked so many great guests on this show, and then I open the phones up and I make a bunch of you hold because we got 20 phone lines. I apologize. That's just the nature of the beast to Dave and Chili and Charity and Jessica and everybody. I'm going to go to you all bam, bam, bam now. You got my promise here in the fourth hour. Thanks for tuning in. It's a free world, and without you, we wouldn't be here. Without each other, none of us would be here. Dave and Chili, I didn't see you were calling from Chili, or I would have gone to you earlier. Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Well, I'd like to say that this telephone call is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Anyway, apart from that, I got an email from the deputies, basically your representatives in Chile, and this is from the Communist Party, and it's talking about the meeting, not with Trump, but with Piñera and Bolsonaro from Brazil. And she starts off her email with, getting together today with Bolsonaro is like getting together with Hitler in 1936. I mean, it's just incredible what they talk about sometimes. You know, I have no idea why this person seems to think that Jair Bolsonaro is like that. I mean, he seems to be a pretty straightforward guy. He's not a crazy guy. Not telling gays that, no, you can't live, or anything like that. No, he's straight up.
All Bolsonaro said is men shouldn't be peeing in each other's mouths in the middle of the street in front of children.
Yeah.
And literally, because he said that, he's a bad guy. I can talk about that on air. That's what's going on here. Look, they don't want leaders that care about the people that want prosperity. They want global corporations and follower leaders so they can suck the public dry. They want a bunch of broken people they can control. And once you see things from the cold-blooded, psychotic perspective of these megacorporations, again, we're Bayer Pharmaceutical that bought Monsanto. It came out in the court documents. Even NBC News had the documents back when they were somewhat decent 15 years ago and said, there's too many hemophiliacs. So what if all the blood's contaminated with HIV? Let them die. Now, the average person, like, you'd be like, that's super evil, and the empathy, and plus you have a conscience, which means you're connected to God. You're like, that'll come back on me. That's really bad mojo. But these people are cut off from God. They don't get it. So you can see the leader of Brazil with Trump. You can see he's comes off as very real, got a good background. They almost killed him. He's still stuck with it. And you can see Brazil starting to turn around, but they're going to try to stop him.
Oh, by the way, Bolsonaro's birthday is today.
Well, happy birthday, President Bolsonaro.
There you go. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Thanks very much for having me on. And go on to the next call. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. God bless you, Dave. Thanks for putting up with me. You know, I've told the folks that take the calls, we don't really screen them. Maybe we should just, like, keep 6 phone lines and just cap it, because then it is the frustration is, what was it, a few years ago, we had 24,000 phone calls in 3 hours. Now, a lot of it was people calling over and over again, but nobody's got. And my memory isn't perfect anymore. Well, somebody asked Wes, was it 23 or 26? What was the record number of phone calls? We have a digital system. 26,000. 26,000 phone calls. And so I'm thinking I want to have a radio network. The shows I want are going to be clip shows, where we play clips of interesting news for like an hour. And then we take calls for an hour and really get to a bunch of them. And then clips and then maybe a guest. And I'm working on getting the host. I'm working on getting the board ops and the producers and the crew in. But that's really going to be the model. But I have to lead by leadership, by example. And I've got to just basically get the model of, maybe we have one guest on. And then we have an hour of calls. And we have an hour of clips or something. Because it's just incredible. We're going to go to break. Come right back with your calls. Charity, Jessica, Sean, Randy, Lucas, Jeff, Matthew, Lee, Dustin. We'll go in the order your calls come in. Please stay with us. God bless. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
About Fort Detrick, Maryland. You know how I know? But I had clutch on it one time. I got a bunch of incredible clips and news to break down. But I'm taking your calls right now. At the bottom of the hour, I'll get to Brett Hume admitting the Democrats have declared a secret national emergency. Ooh, where'd you hear that? And I didn't just think that up. I've studied the U.S. Code, COG, and I don't think Trump understood it. And that's why they wanted to shut down more than anything, was we were getting messages to Trump about the national emergency, and he's declared the national emergency because you have to declare one to overwrite the last, according to federal law. And that's why they're so pissed. Yeah, it has to do with the border and the wall, but that's only the vehicle for Trump to be able to fire whoever he wants. Like Ronald Reagan, when the air traffic controllers say, we're not going to let planes fly, says you're fired if you don't. But by the way, I order you back to work under agreements you signed under national emergency, or you're going to be criminally charged because you signed up for that. You're in a critical infrastructure. It's like saying you agree to be a paramedic. And unless you got the flu or something and you're signed on, you're going to just not show up to work. People are going to, you know, die on the side of the road. And you're like, that's authoritarianism. Well, airplanes crashing out of the sky is authoritarianism too, isn't it? So we're not the ones that put all these emergencies in place, but we're trying to get rid of them. And you get rid of an emergency with an emergency because that's how the law is written. They tried to spin that all day that, oh, Jones is wants martial law and tanks in the street. It's the Democrats want tanks in the street. Trump wants jobs in the street. And I'm still a huge supporter of Trump, but we're not going to get him to move against the censors without getting in his face. He doesn't respect anything else. We've got to rampage through the advisors he's got trying to cover this up, and we're already getting major success in his statements and what he's doing. And I got a bunch of clips I haven't got to on that front. Attorney generals in Louisiana and other areas are getting ready to go after big tech. So it's on, like they say, like Donkey Kong, a nice cheesy 80s statement. Who's been holding the very longest? Who's been holding the longest here? Charity in Pennsylvania. Then we'll go to Jeff in Canada. Charity, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was calling to discuss and get your perspective on the church's role with the abortion issue now. I feel as though for so long, the issue has been sort of out of sight, out of mind with the churches, meaning there wasn't really an expose of all that were going on in the abortion clinics. And now that we have all of these expose videos and the information coming out where they're blatantly admitting that they want to kill children, I feel like churches now need to take a stand when they have a voice. What are your perspective on that?
Well, Charity, I'm glad you held for an hour and 31 minutes to say that, because it's the most important thing said here in probably a year. And when I wake up at 3 a.m. and the Spirit, you know, is with me and I'm in that quiet place, the Most High, that King David talked about, it's go on air and convict the churches and be calm and be focused and talk about their role. And that's what you're supposed to do. And then I get obsessed with news and information and worldly stuff that's important, but still not the Spirit's key. It's a whole history, ma'am, and you know this. Most churches aren't led by bad men and women. But they told them in the 50s, oh, it's just a form you sign through the ecumenical movement that, oh, you're a charity now. Well, no, under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the right of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble for redress of grievances. People think of free speech as government funding, you know, gay guys peeing on a crucifix for $100,000. That's blasphemy. First Amendment says Congress has no jurisdiction. Government has no jurisdiction over religion. That's how Hopi Indians can take peyote, because Congress and government has no jurisdiction over it. Now, you may disagree with people taking peyote. The point is, that's how powerful religious rights are. So they trick the churches into becoming 501c3 charitable organizations. And then they tell them, you can't be political if you're under this. So I go to these big mega churches, and some of them are real nice, and they're uplifting, and it's positive, and it's more of like a, you know, an upbeat deal. Others, you go, it's all leftist and Bill and Melinda Gates propaganda. But they believe that we're going to turn people off to Christ if we don't give them a soft cotton candy existence. Well, we've lost the country with that. And so you go, and I can meet these preachers for dinner privately. They know all the stuff that's going on. They're tough guys. They're good-looking veterans. They're everything. But at the end of the day, they don't have the leadership, because they think they've got big jumbo TVs and you know, celebrity guests coming in to talk, and it's all about how big the mega church is. When if you have churches that really get in there and talk about the devil and the attack on the family and the system, people are ready to take action. They're ready to get serious. They're ready for the church to lead us out of this. So these aren't churches. These are Oprah Winfrey secret centers. She's running a big church in Africa right now, by the way, putting her money in it, so she's tax-free, where they just sit there and make everybody feel good. Yeah, where are the churches? Well, they say, talk about abortion, it's political. But then all the other leftist churches are saying, vote for AOC and vote for Pocahontas and Beto O'Rourke. So those aren't churches. They are. Why did Christ not go preach at the synagogues? He said, that's a bunch of Pharisees, how they're all high and mighty. They're just making money off tithes. He beat them with whips. He was hanging out with prostitutes and tax collectors and fishermen and, you know, cobblers and people that made, you know, cabinets, because they were real people and they'd listen. They weren't in religion to be powerful and to spew guilt. And so Christ, who was perfect, was going to the imperfect, because at least they had soft hearts. They weren't the Pharisees praying up on a hilltop so everybody could see the Pharisee and Sadducee with all their law and all their legalese and their cult. He was looking for people that were really lost, not people that were posing. And so we should. You should try to get up in front of your church and bring up the governor saying we kill babies after they're born, and get into bioethics and how they're doing it. You know, you should, your husband, whoever, or start your own church, whatever, start your own website, because we have to come out of Babylon. That doesn't mean I'm perfect, or, you know, doesn't mean I don't drink a beer. Doesn't mean I don't eat too much or whatever. The point is that I still love God and love children. And you judge a tree by its fruits. And if you're not standing up for unborn children and now born children, and if you're not standing up against devil worship being taught to children, and if you're not standing up against world government and open evil, then you know that you're not on the right path and you're not with God. And God's going to say to these church leaders, I don't know you. Just go away from me. Because they're not putting skin in the game. They're trying to create, oh, the whole world's going to end anyways, This is a modern ecumenical thing of the last 100 years. So let's just get people in here so they're not in the world, so that, you know, we save them. No, you just brought the world into the church, so they're not going to recognize the difference between the world and the church, and God's spirit isn't going to be in that church. It's going to be a bunch of feel-good, synthetic garbage. And so we're going to lose all these people because of it, and it's the devil's plan. What do you think of that answer?
I agree with you 100%. A friend once told me, and I've often say that the purpose of the church is to build Christ's kingdom, not our kingdom. And I feel like so many people, and I'm not trying to bash the church, it is good, but I feel that they've gotten caught up. They're so concerned about building their programs when now we have a clear line that's been drawn where people are saying, no, we want to kill children, you know, full term.
They don't want to, Charity. They're doing it.
Right, exactly. And now they're having programs where they want to defile and ruin small children. They want to completely destroy.
Exactly. Evil has come out of its burrows like a plague. Where is the Spirit of the Lord to lift up the standard against it? If the churches don't lift the standard now, they're of the devil.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Great Dwight Yoakam bringing us in. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. But let me just recap what I was saying earlier. I'm not perfect. I'm not judging anybody. If you love God and you love justice, you're still going to do some bad things. We're all sinners. But these modern churches have signed contracts with the devil, 501c3 since the 50s. And churches are under the First Amendment. They shouldn't be under that system. They got tricked to be under it. There's a lot of good churches that are still 501c3. God judges the spirit. And, you know, the heart. But if you ask what's going on, you go to a big church, you feel the Spirit of God because there's good people there. But when the preachers are up there, got you in a holding pattern so that you never go out on the streets and do anything, it's not good. Or they'll send the young people out to hand out stuff about the church and proselytize. And it's more like, I look at the men at these megachurches, they're more like cheerleaders, they're like jumping up and down, it's more like a football game. And this is the football game. You think they'd be aborting babies after they're born? All over the country and passing laws to do it if the churches weren't captured? So, that's where I stand. And again, it's not about me up here on some high horse, that I'm this big moral guy. And that's why I stand up for babies not getting killed. That's dangerous, folks. You think the rest of us are going to be safe? If they can kill kids after they're born, what about old people? They're already killing them now. Look all over the world. They got euthanasia. And by the way, that's different than if you've got terminal cancer and you don't want treatment or you want a bunch of, you know, heroin to get you out of it quicker. I'm not judging people. But see, that, how about the state killing you? And I'm not saying suicide's good either. It's just that I understand somebody that wants to get out of their misery. I don't judge them. You know, back when I was a teenager and stuff, I was totally against assisted suicide because I knew the state would get involved. But then as I grew up and got older, I realized the state wants assisted suicide because they want to kill you and get your money. And they do that definitely in Northern Europe. But then I had a lot of friends I knew, quite a few friends, veterans and doctors and family friends that, you know, they'd get kidney cancer or they'd get liver cancer or they'd get bone cancer and, man, it'd be hurting real bad, and they didn't want to spend all their family's money. They'd just shove a 45 in their mouth and blow their brains all over the wall. And you can't not say they're not being wimps. They're keeping their family from the expenses. So, and I'm not saying do that either. I'm just saying the Lord works in mysterious ways. And I'm not going to judge people that have had abortions. You got lied into it. It was the wrong thing to do. But as long as you say it's wrong and repent, God loves you. But if you turn it into a sacrament and love it, then God hates you. And I'm not going to judge anybody I've known because I've had a lot of people I love and care about to kill themselves. I'll never intend to kill myself. I tend to go on as long as I can, but I never want to kill myself. I never have those desires, but I've known a lot of good people that were in a lot of pain and killed themselves, a lot. And you can't blame somebody wanting to get out of pain. And the reason I'm going down that road is God judges the heart. And the devil knows how to manipulate us and go, oh, look, you did this or you did that. You're not perfect. So don't tell me. Well, here's the deal. We're not perfect, but we don't want to kill babies after they're born or before they're born. And we know the larger agenda. That's all I'm getting at here. That's all I'm getting at. Let's go back to the calls. I'm ranting here. It's just, I've been to so many churches. So many churches, and they're just feel-good institutions, and You go to these big churches in Texas, and it's all about how great Texas is, and they'll have some football player come in and talk. Everybody's like, ooh, look, that's the quarterback from whatever. And that's great, I guess, to make people's identity God, so you show them a bunch of famous people to think that's God's identity. God's identity is building things and founding things and doing things and paying for something. Christ is the ultimate example of that. And all the prophets, even. Let me tell you something. Nothing worth anything is free. Everybody knows it. And if you think we're going to get taken to heaven on a bed of roses or on a bed of feathers, you got nothing coming. It's going to take blood. It's going to take sweat. It's going to take tears. But let me tell you something. Through the blood, sweat, and tears, you're going to find ecstasy. And it's not that you're even into pain. It's that you're into overcoming the enemy's will. And the more you stand against the enemy and spread your sails interdimensionally for God, the more God blows life into you. Like Genesis says, through God's nostrils, you breathe life into the planet. You can literally feel God's spirit like a wind. Just. And right when the enemy hits, you're like, this is not fun. All of a sudden, you feel God back you up. It's like, whoa. And the worse the enemy gets, the more you can see Satan, the more you can see God. The more you feel the enemy, the more you see how fallen they are, the more you think God, you know God's real, and God's right there with you. And you think about people that never had the experience of being close to God and how horrible that must be to be cut off from God. All right, I'm sorry, I'm ranting, I'm being a bad person. Who does say what's up next year is no more honest. Jeff in Canada, and then we'll go to Lucas and Randy and everybody else. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Fantastic show today. Really appreciate you highlighting the abortion issue. It's the critical issue of our time, if not, you know, the...
It's the issue of humankind, and the devil wants our children.
Exactly. If we turn away from this, what else can we turn away from except faith in God? So I just want to... answer what this lady, or give a suggestion what this last lady who called was talking about. What practically can we do as Christians? And
well, she was saying, what do you do in these churches? I mean, you go to them and the preacher's perfectly dressed and everything's really great and he says a bunch of good stuff, but it's all synthetic. There's no fighting the enemy. We're all hiding in the churches.
Yeah, it's picking out these minuscule things and just forgetting about the main issues of our day. And anyway, I just wanted to put it out there to really simplify the argument and to really expose the hypocrisy and the pinnacle of irony of pro-abortion people. Look them in the eye, eyeball to eyeball, and ask them one question. Do you wish you would have been aborted? And just let them stew on that. Let them squirm and let them answer that to you, because 99% of them are going to say, you know, I want to live. And if you can't extend that pro-life decision that you received to somebody else, you're a complete hypocrite.
Exactly. And you just hit the secret of it all. The left wants you to be a victim and always downtrodden, but most of the really cool, amazing people, whether it was George Washington Carver, or whether it was, I mean, you name it, they all went through incredible, people like Benjamin Franklin, people like, I mean, nobody went through the kind of stuff that became as famous as he did as somebody like Andrew Jackson. They didn't take what bad would happen to them and make it their weakness. They made it their strength. And so many of the people that are in wheelchairs or that have diseases that would be aborted because of their genetics, that's where this is all going, they're our best people. And so these adversities are not plagues. Many of these adversities, if we overcome them, are our strengths.
Exactly. And I think what we need to do is put a camera in front of these people's faces and ask them the question, Beto, would have you wanted to be aborted when you were a child?
It's a genius. I'm going to do it. I want everyone go out. Go to Beto. Amelia Weaver's on fire. We'll send her Caitlin Bennett. Go ask Beto, do you wish your mother would have aborted you? Total genius. Thanks for holding an hour and a half, Jeff, to say that. We salute you. Coming up next, I'm going to rampage through these calls. Jessica and Lucas and Sean. Everybody that's been holding the line. We'll get to everybody straight ahead. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I crossed my heart and promised to.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here.
Give all I've got.
And I want to explain this. We're going to go to your calls. It is not heroic to stand up and speak out and say the convicted pedophiles should not be at public schools and elementary schools and toddler events, telling kids to touch their butts and their faces and admittedly trying to corrupt them in their own admissions. It's not heroic to say we shouldn't kill babies after they're born. It's not heroic to say, you know, we shouldn't kill grandma. It's not heroic to say to these leftists who go up in city council meetings and say, we're going to groom your kids, they belong to us. It's coming up for air. It's just living in the real world. This is unbelievable. We're going to your phone calls right now. And let's go to Lucas in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Good to be on.
Good to have you here.
I rarely get a chance to listen to you live. I used to listen to you on YouTube. I like to listen at various times of the day. Obviously, you've been banned off of there, and I downloaded the InfoWars app for Android. If other people want to listen at various times of the day, that's the way to go. Real quickly, before I get to my point, I just wanted to say that I am a user of the InfoWars products. First, I started with Super Male Vitality. I am a late 30s male, and I don't get all the time that I would like to work out as much as I do, and immediately noticed being able to retain strength and muscle mass from the use of Super Male Vitality, so I want to thank you for that. And next, I tried X2, and it's nothing that you notice immediately, but it seemed over time I felt like I was more sharp from the iodine, being able to retain short-term memory better. I just feel a little sharper in my day-to-day activities.
I totally agree with you. Again, it's the good halogen. IQs get reduced by 15 points without iodine in your development. People can look this up for themselves. And that's why the globalists are obsessed with making sure it's not in the food, it's not in the products we eat. We are just starving for iodine. That's why we came out with X2. We have X3 that's all three types, but this is the deep earth crystal source. We now have it back in stock. And I haven't even plugged this hour since you mentioned it. We've got a bunch of specials, 50% off running right now, store-wide free shipping, but we have 60% off BrainForce Plus. That's the special running right now. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. That's precisely why I mentioned it, because I'm listening to the app last night, and you said, I don't plug enough, I don't get a chance, at least you don't take the time because you're so busy talking about the topics in the news that you don't get to plug to funny InfoWars, so I just want to stick that in there real quick. Also, I bought the T-shirts, the Reelect 45 and the Hillary for Prison, obviously one of the most popular. It's drawn so much attention, and I don't know if people believe it or not, but it's all positive attention. The main reaction that I got myself was from males 18 to 20 years old and middle-aged black women. Honest to God, they were the ones commenting saying, I love that shirt. They would laugh about it, tell their friends about it that when we were public there. But the main point I wanted to get to was the media demonization of yourself and InfoWars. And with that being said, one thing I know that you don't like to do is talk about yourself, but InfoWars is at the forefront of the attack from the media. And one of the things that they so often do, and this is what new listeners or non-listeners need to know, is they so often demonize you as being right-wing conspiracy theorists, right-wing extremists. And I've been listening to you for probably 8 or 9 years now. And one thing that, you know, you do not claim a political party. The left are crazy these days. If you have to choose a side to be on, I would align myself with the right. But what Alex Jones and the InfoWars is pro-Americana, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. And so often you're getting labeled as this right-wing. You're critical of the left or the right. There are crazy on each side. There are good on each side. You know, you were very critical of President Bush and everything that happened with, you know, 9/11 and the war in the Middle East. And, you know, you just have your unbiased opinion without having to lay claim to a certain political party. And I don't think people realize that.
And I got behind Trump because, and he's done a lot of good, like getting us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that transferred our power to the globalist, trying to get jobs back. You know, a lot of good things Trump's done, trying to end these wars. I mean, Trump's light years better than Hillary. I just don't get why he doesn't defend the First Amendment. I mean, it's the huge blurring thing. It's illegal what they're doing. And it's absolutely out of control. God bless you, and I appreciate your call and all the support, my friend. Okay, next, holding the longest is Sean and then Jessica. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Alex. Long-time listener.
Welcome.
I have two things about abortion and the drag shows, and I'll make them quick. The best way to discredit the abortion supporters and their politicians is to get some of the most graphic, messed-up footage of actual abortions and interviews of the mother. Once videos have been produced, you can release the videos on every social media platform, on multiple accounts, and BitTorrent 2 weeks before the presidential election. This will discredit the whole system.
I agree with you that, especially with Hispanic voters, God bless them, they are against abortion because they love babies, good people. And they're trying to sell Hispanics on voting for Democrats, but now it's not just kill a baby before it's born, it's kill them after they're born. So I think we just get that out to Hispanic voters nationwide and say, hey, whatever BS you heard, Republicans aren't for killing babies after they're born. So you vote for Democrats, you vote for killing babies. And I can't believe the Democrats did this, but they're already selling the organs. They know it's coming out, so they need to legalize it or they're going to go to prison. See why they're in a hard place?
All right, and the second thing is you cited several scientific articles proving that atrazine is responsible for feminizing men. If the data proves the drug is responsible for the behavior, I think we as Christians should show compassion for the afflicted by going after the chemical companies responsible for the LGBT movement, not demonizing them.
Well, listen, I agree with you that people like to name it homosexual. It's just a scientific name like heterosexual. Homosexuals are a whole spectrum of people, a lot of nice people. I'm not attacking those type of folks. But, and there's people that throughout history without chemicals are attracted to the same sex. And there is some studies that show some genetics on that front. I'm not getting into all that. I'm saying LGBT is turning into LBGTP. Atrazine is confusing the sex and is causing a massive explosion of people having issues. And David Hogg's response is, well, good, it's good to have more gay people. Well, you also get a higher risk of cancer. And so, yeah, it's affecting our brains. It's affecting our genitals. It's affecting women's breast. Atrazine gives women breast cancer. Roundup gives women breast cancer. It gives men cancer of the prostate. And those are in the major studies. So I hear you, and I appreciate you. I am not, let me tell you something right now, okay? I'm married. I'm a good guy. But I'm a pig, okay? And growing up and in between being divorced and stuff, I'm a wild man, okay? And I think on God's scale, running around carousing with women is just on par, over here with guys with each other or whatever. I'm not even on people's tails about that, okay? What I'm saying is that the globals are promoting it to hurt us. And the highest group of people committing suicide and dying alone are gay men. And the left doesn't want Christians to be able to reach out to them and try to help them and say, hey, if you don't like this lifestyle, you could get out of it. That's all I'm saying. And so I do not hate people. I'm not like, well, that guy, he loves guys, so I'm going to beat his ass. Give me a break. Come on. That's not who I am. And I don't think you're saying that, but that's not who I am. More calls coming.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas.
That is a pretty spot over in the hill country. Right between Fredericksburg and Kerrville.
This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Then the War Room kicks up. I'll be back tonight, 8 o'clock. Bunch of big guests lined up. We're focusing on the First Amendment, how to defend it, how to take action, and the power of you, the listeners and viewers, on AM and FM, TV, Internet, telling folks how you're listening, spreading the word. It's beautiful. Via your email, via your text message, call mom up, call your son up, call your brother up, call your husband up, call your neighbor up. Tell them, hey, you've heard about this guy getting demonized. Find out what they're talking about. Well, we're talking about them making their move against our children. That's why they want to shut down. Briefly, we've got store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, but every hour, and because I did this a lot late, I'm going to extend a lot of these for a few more hours, we have 60% off Rainforest Plus, the great nootropic. We have 55% off all Super Blue, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, toothpaste, mouthwash, immune gargle, all fluoride free. Biggest discount ever on that. And we've got a bunch of other big specials running at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. There's also a mailing address there on the site. Any orders that come in the next few days will be locked in at those prices. But, again, just buy your toothpaste, buy your coffee, buy your energy bars, buy your whatever from us, and that lets us stand against the incredible stuff behind the scenes. I'm not complaining. I expected this, but it's James Bond level every day. Just keeping the wheels rolling to stay on air is the treachery, the manipulation, the darkness is incredible. But God always comes through. So, number one, please pray for us. All right, I've got loaded phones here still, trying to get to everybody. Appreciate everybody holding. Let's talk to Jessica. You're on the air from Virginia. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I'd like to say you're so on fire today, so on point. And when you're like that, it just stirs my spirit even more. So I think that, you know, sometimes you apologize for that, but we need it because there's so many people that are just so zombified, so asleep that we have to have something. It's like sometimes people need a slap in the face, rather than a gentle little waking up. Like,
no, I agree. Oh, we need to get that ice water thrown on us.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that especially right now with all of the, fake news and all of the indoctrination, all of the poisoning of the mind, we have to have that, in on a larger scale. But I was listening to you talking about, you know, spending time with God and your alone time with God. And I think that is so important. Before you do something like what you do, and how you're attacked and things like that, because spirit speaks to spirit. And so that's helping us who are of like spirit, who are in Christ, really, connect with one another, and connecting with what you're doing.
I mean, I totally agree. We have to sync up, and the problem is you get really close to God at 3 a.m. or 6 a.m., and then you cook breakfast, deal with traffic, come into work, look at all the articles, and you kind of lose God again, focusing just on all the minutia, when it really just comes back to God.
Yeah, but I think that's in a big way because I pray all the time for the InfoWars crew.
Thank you.
For the president, because we know how much you're under attack. So I just want to encourage everyone who's listening, please pray for Alex. Please pray for David Knight, the entire InfoWars crew, and our president, and these people who really are trying to fight against this terrible Babylonian worshiping system. Because if it's not for you guys, we're lost.
Well, we're lost without you, the audience, because this is a place where the audience isn't the audience. You are everything. God bless you, and thank you, Jessica. Beautiful call. Thank you for your support. We're in this together. Who's been holding the next longest here? Trying to go fast with everybody. Lee in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Then Shelby.
Hey, brother. It's really good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say one thing. I think where we're really wrong on this abortion issue is, as Americans, is that we're killing an American citizen in private. You really think about it.
Yeah, there's no judge, there's no jury, and the governor, who's a doctor, says, we don't want government involved, we don't want courts involved, just give us the babies. How creepy is that?
It's really creepy because our federal government's first duty is to protect every citizen's right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And we have one group of citizens in the United States that's the most vulnerable and defenseless that are not getting those rights protected.
No, you make a great point. They have a constitutional right. We talk about black people or white people or Native Americans having rights to vote or whatever. How about a right to not be chopped up after you're born or kept alive and your organs taken? This is so fundamental, and it just shows. I remember the old timers, like 20-something years ago, they're like, Alex, soon they'll have teaching, you know, they'll be teaching kids sex, and they'll have, you know, NAMBLA in the schools, and they'll be doing all this, and they'll be aborting kids after they're born, and they'll be killing old people. And now it all happened.
Yeah, the crazies are running the you know, nut farm. I just think that, you know, I want legislation. I want somebody who's, you know, brave. I want Trump to step up.
Trump introduced legislation, and to his credit, and the Senate voted it down to not kill already born babies, which is a legalization of killing babies.
I think there needs to be a bureaucracy form, and you need to have a liaison at every Planned Parenthood, because you should not be able to end a citizen's life.
No, I hear you. And by the way, I don't want violence offensively, but how does Congress or any of these groups stand up when they're killing babies after they're born? How are they going to say it's wrong if somebody attacks them? Because, you know, it's just the universe doesn't put up with this. God doesn't put up with it. Powerful point. Thank you, Lee. Listen, we've got a bunch of callers here. We got Dustin. We got Shelby. We got Randy. We got Matthew. We got Knowledge. I'm trying to get to everybody. Who's been home the longest? It'll be Randy. Other callers, call me back at 8 o'clock tonight. I'll go right to you, I promise. Heck, even write down their names and numbers if you want. I'll put them on first tonight at 8 o'clock when I come back. We're a 50-hour broadcast. Owen's coming up, a bunch of others. But let me try to jam in one more right now. Who's been home the longest here? Randy in Indiana. Go ahead, Randy.
Great. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to make this as quick as I can. The United States started the Internet. Google came off the Internet, and that's what they're using. If they help the Chinese military in any direction, Trump can hold that company and the CEO for treason. Second thing is, these companies are going over there to China and transferring technology to these companies.
Which is treason.
Which is treason because if they manufactured anything to the U.S. military that was secret, that's treason.
If you or I worked at Google and we gave it to a private company, we'd go to jail. How do they give it to a dictatorship?
That's exactly right. But here's the other thing. China is not forcing them. China's saying, look, we're going to give you a whole bunch of cheap labor. You won't hardly have to pay anything for the labor. And China is wanting all that manufacturing over there they can. If you remember right, during World War II, the only reason we beat the Germans, their tanks was 10 times better of ours, but we built them Sherburns, and there's just too many of them. We've come like ants. Now, the second thing I got to tell you, and I'm trying to make this quick. During World War II, you had General Motors, you had Ford. The Ford transmission could be interchanged with theirs. You had IBM, and you had the Bushes, which was a Nazi. Prescott Bush financed the Nazis, and Roosevelt passed a law in 1942, if anybody did business with the enemy, was going to be put up for treason. The only reason Bush escaped was because he started the USO.
No, that's all true. Roosevelt, so we should use Trading with the Enemy Act against all these globalists. I totally agree.
Well, I believe that Trump's going to come after these companies. I really believe that.
He sure as hell needs to.
And he needs to go after Google because he's letting them off the hook. And if they had any way helped the Chinese military, they... Treason is punishable by death.
By the way, top general came out and said that today. I didn't get to it. I'll cover 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Randy. Great points. Call back tonight. Get all their names, including Randy. We'll have you back on. All these callers. I'll be back at 8. Owen's coming up. Owen Schroyer. Please pray for InfoWars and please financially support us. We need the help. They're trying to shut us down. I can't get into it on air, but it's just we're gonna God always comes through you. So please, InfoWarsStore.com, get the staples you need and help fund us. Thank you. I'm humble. I appreciate you. Great job, the crew. The War Room's coming up in the 50-hour broadcast. Spread the links. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down